The parasha discusses many different mitzvahs. Parasha Mishpatim is a parasha. Is a parasha. Is a parasha that has many mitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs, you look inside. Come out from the beginning of the parasha Ve'ela Mishpatim. Throughout the parasha, the mitzvahs are discussed in length. And there's one parasha at the beginning. Needs a little beer. The Torah says, "Umake ovi v'imoy mois yumos." The Torah says in Parashat Mishpatim, somebody hits his father or his mother, is punishable by death. The next parasha says, "V'goynev isha mechoroi." If you steal a person, you sell him in imsa v'yodoi. Moishumas, you take a person, kidnap him, and you sell him, and it's found in your hand, Moishumas, he's put to death. Mekalel ovi v'imoy Moishumas, the person who's Mekalel, his parents, is Moishumas. And the obvious question is, the Ramban addresses, what is the, why the separation, why is there a break in the discussion of somebody who does something towards his parents? In the beginning it says, Moshumas, we go to Vishim Mechoroi, talks about kidnapping, and then we go on to another part that talks about a person that curses his parents out. Why the separation? Why the pasuk in between of stealing, of kidnapping, has been submerged? What? Put right between those two parashas, two psukim that talk about somebody who has done something wrong to his parents. That needs beer, Rabbi. Be'etzem, also we have to understand what is the lechavishem, a person that make ove v'imoy. The person that hits his parents, Rahman al-Islam, you understand the punishment. The person's makal his parents, he curses them out. Here it's cursing b'shem, we understand. But boys, we understand also, when a person does that, where there is also the punishment of Moshumas. But why the severity of the punishment, the goinev isha mechoroi, the person that steals somebody and sells them off, the nimsa v'yodoi, Moshumas, why did they're terrible? Why is that considered a terrible punishment, but it's punishable with death? Lumaisa, we find later in the parasha, or a little bit earlier, I should say, there's a parasha in the Torah, Parash Mishpatim, the Torah teaches us a halacha of an eved ivri, of a servant who the servant decides that he wants to stay by his master. We know the Torah tells us that we sell him off for 6 years. And in the seventh year, he goes free. But the Torah tells us, let's say before the seventh year, he's about to go free, or during that time, the Eved says, If the Eved will say, I love my master, I love my family that I've acquired now, because they give him a shifra knainis, and he has children, I want to stay in Eved. What is the procedure now? So we know the procedure is, you take him to the doorway, and you take some type of instrument, and you push through his earlobe into the door, and you make a hole in his ear. And, which ear? It's a totally different thing. But anyway, you make a hole in his ear, and Lemaisa, at the end of the day, his right ear, and Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he becomes an Eved Lo'olam. Very interesting process that you have to go through. You have to take a instrument, take him to the door, put the Eved by the door, hold him up, get his earlobe ready, and pierce his ear with a sharp instrument. What's that all about, Rabbi Yisrael? Why do we do that for? So the Gemara is Chazal tell us, Rashi brings an unbelievable Rashi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, oizin zois, this ear, sheshomal har Sinai lo signoiv, this ear that heard on har Sinai lo signoiv, v'holach v'gonav tirtza, it went and he stole, let it be pierced. The ear that heard on Har Sinai, do not steal, you heard it. And this guy stole. Let his ear be pierced. L'choyre v'oisai, t'pela de gazachre v'oisai. Pela. What did he hear on Har Sinai? L'isignoiv? What does loisignoiv mean, Rabbi Isai, in the Haseres HaDibrois? Do not steal means do not kidnap. It doesn't mean to steal, it's to kidnap. If you look in Rashi, in the Haseres HaDibrois, if you learned it well last week, Rashi already told us that since loisignoiv is in the Haseres HaDibrois, and all the Haseres HaDibrois are chayav misa for, as we learned earlier, so Rashi says that the loisignoiv that's written in the Haseres HaDibrois is loisignoiv, do not kidnap. And that taki is the 36th mitzvah. Loi is not to kidnap. Ask Rafi, he'll tell you. That's what the 36th mitzvah is. It's not to kidnap. It says the difference, right? You have to not to commit adultery. Loi signoiv, don't commit, don't kidnap. So what does that have to do? The oizen that heard on Har Sinai, not to steal. He went, right? V'hol v'gon of tirtza. Very big pella. He went and he stole. Where is no shaykhis? That's one horror. And the Gemara's Chazal say, if he sold himself, the oizen that heard Har Sinai, that you're my avodim, what are you going out to become an eved to somebody else? What's pshat? That oizen has to be heard all. Because again, it was a problem with the oizen. The oizen didn't hear well. So, let's understand the machloikis over here, exactly what's going on in the machloikis, but more so, the oizen that heard lo signoi, everybody said, let it be pierced. He went and he stole. When did he steal? Does anybody know the halachas of Hilchas Eved Ivri here, Rabbi Yisai? The halachas is if he steals, he sold into slavery. Then, as we said now, after 7 years or 6 years, he saw as he wants to stay, then we pierce the ear. According to Chazal, it should be what, Rabbi Yisai? Right away? See right away. What's the pshat? So we're going to say in Mahalo, we said it I think last year or whatever, But the Mahalach L'maisa is more al drash, but it l'chor it's eyes in the vora maisa. I believe there's a Mahalach we could say Rabbi Yisrael, a pidrash, that we're not talking about the first Geneva. We're talking about something much more serious. Oizin Shishomas Alas Sinai Loi Signoi. What's Loi Signoi? Do not kidnap. What's wrong with kidnapping? What's so bad that the Torah punishes punishing by death? Look, Rabbi goes at the Goyim that the Ramban brings in the parasha we said earlier in the first kasha we asked. Why is the parasha of Loisig of the Goyim Vishu Mechoroi in between Mikal Aviv and Maka Aviv? Look, the Rabbi Goyim, I think Rabbi Ramban brings from the one of the Goyim. The pshat is that how is it possible? How is it humanly possible for a son to hit his parents? In this generation, not such a kasha. It's very simple today. Only in this generation, we had like someone said, what was the Shaila? But with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it was a Mahal. Also, he said that's only in this generation they could ask this question. Only in this generation we could have such a shot. It's a different door. So people don't. But people won't have the Ramban's question. How could a person hit his parent in this generation? What do you mean? That's normal. How could a father hit his son in this generation? Who's the fellow? Who's the boss? Today, in our generation, a kid will pull out a knife on his dad. You don't give me the car? Okay, dad. Which Ava do you want cut off? He's 9 years old already. I'm not talking about a young guy. He's all of nine. That's about the 11-year-old. With the Uzi, he lines up his parents. Who's gone first? Shoot mom first. I can't wait. You know, somebody has to be involved with the burial. The 9-year-old kid, the stories in America, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I think he said with this board, it could be a different board, that when Yaakov sent Yosef to see how his brothers are doing. So he sent them out, and Lamaise, he said, Hinei, I'm going to go. And Lamaise, we know the story. So a kid raised his hand in the class, and he said, what do you mean? Why didn't Yosef pipe up and say, Dad, you know, I know I want to do it, but you know, maybe it's not the right thing. Maybe they don't like me and this and that. So why didn't Yosef say anything to his father when he asked him to go about his brother's jealousy? So the guy said, it's a good question. The rabbi wrote, it's a good question. Let's send it to Rav Chaim. He answered, Rav Chaim said to something, only this generation asked that question. In today's generation, the father asked someone to do it, and the son can ask the father, why are you asking me to do it? Another generation, the father asked him, you did it, you understood it, you didn't understand it. Today, we always have to understand why. What do you need me to do that for? And to take out the garbage. It's a whole song and dance. I'll give you $25 to take out the garbage. What's in the garbage? All his garbage. But still, the mom has to ask to take it out. What's in there? All his wrappers. He wakes up in the middle of the night. He throws it all over the floor. His mother picks it up. Half the garbage, 3/4 of his garbage. Oh, please, can you take out the garbage? Don't worry, Mom, I'll get to it. Meanwhile, it's piling up, you know, the 16 garbage pails. Mom, I can't see you anymore. Climbing Mount Everest. There he is. I made it to the top of all the garbage bags. Okay, I think I'll do Mom a favor. I'll take out the garbage today. You know, today, it's a different generation. People understood. The parents did it, so they did it without fanfare. Why? Because the person understood what it means. Parents, Hakoras Hatoiv, Tavi Vesavicho V'Yasimecho, as the Chinuch says, it's a thing of Hakoras Hatoiv. The person should get down on his feet and lick his parents' toenails out. All the stuff inside the toenails. Come on, Rabbi, that's drastic. Drastic. The person understands that his whole mitzvah, as the Chinuch says, you're only here because of your parents. You wouldn't be here. Kol tuf. And go through all the years that they diapered him, woke up in the middle of the night, and took care of him. Everything that was done. But just bring him to the world. He's around. Your existence is here because of your parents. So the Rabban asks, how is it possible? This was bothering the psukim. You know how it's possible? It's only possible in one instance. The guy in the middle pasuk. This kid was stolen and didn't grow up by his parents. He didn't even recognize his parents. That's why it's so severe kidnapping, says the guy. Because it could lead to a person being mekalel his Av Imai, so says the good the Rav Haigoi. That's what the pasuk is put inside, in between those two psukim, because it only could have a mekalel aviv, a make aviv, if it was going to Vishu Mechoro, if he was stolen. And this is the tragedy of the kidnap, because he doesn't understand who his parents are. But I want to say there's another tragedy of a kidnapper, because that's kidnapped by son. He's taken out of his environment. He loses who he is. And v'soiv v'sholdover, he doesn't become the person he really could become. Because he's taken out of his society, he's taken out of his environment, he's taken out of his hashpa toiv. And that's why the kidnapping is so severe. So I wanted to tie up the kitzur, because we're late. I wanted to tie this vort. Unbelievable vort. This hit me, I think when we first opened the yeshiva, we went for a Shabbos, a Parash Mishpat, our first out Shabbos together, was Parash Mishpatim, and I said this vort, and I think it's an emes vort. It's a more, maybe drash, the psukim, but it answers the kashan, it's a mirror, the gesoy. Oizin sheshomat, be asked, the oizin that heard on her Sinai. Loi tignoi, do not kidnap. That oizen has to be pierced. Because what is this guy doing? This guy's an evet. He's an evet. We asked, why is he being pierced now? He should have pierced it beforehand. When he was forced to go into slavery, he didn't really have the choice. He was sold into slavery for stealing. He has to pay back his loan. But now the 6 years are up. He's all paid up. What does he want? What do you want to do with your life now? Where do you want to go? What do you want to accomplish? Says the man, I want to remain an evet. I want to remain a slave to you, master. Kosh Baruch Hu says, Oizin sheshomaz al ha-sinai, loy tignoiv, do not kidnap. And he went, and he sold himself back into slavery for the rest of his life. Till Yoiva l'cholapod, but the rest of his life. You know what he just did? He kidnapped himself. He took somebody whose potential, whose greatness is all unlocked, who's a ben chayrin, who's a person who could go out in the world and live a life as an Eved Hashem. And he went out, and he chose to be in slavery, to marry a Shifcha Knainis, and to take that potential and kidnap it. So the oizen that heard lo yisign of kidnapping, and he went and he stole himself by selling himself into slavery for another, who knows how many years. That oizen has to be. That's why we don't pierce it at the beginning. He had no choice now. He has to pay back. That's not the loisignoi of the Seres HaDibrois. See, that is kidnapping. Yeah. sells himself back into slavery, if he chooses slavery over freedom, over being Eved Hashem, over filling his potential, of being under somebody else's jurisdiction, of being a slave, and living a life as a slave to a master, and living a life with a wife called the Shifchet Kevayit, who's not even Jewish, fully Jewish. Living that life, and choosing to stay with that life, is a form of kidnapping. This is an amazing yesod. Now people think, you look at it, Rahman al-Islam, there was a story recently called a kidnap. The stories in Borough Park, this man Nebuch, who was kidnapped. There was a story last year in Borough Park of a boy that was kidnapped. And everybody cried. Nebuch Leiby Kletzky. Everybody talks about it. Everybody talked about it for months. We went looking for him. He was kidnapped. And the tears and the sorrow, Rachmon itself, his tremendous parents, we know the story they went through, the Mechazik, others. But it was a tragedy. Because there was a young boy with so much potential, everybody saw him, a sweet, choshev, a kid. They said he was the nicest kid and the best kid, and he went to camp one day, and he was kidnapped. And all that potential was stuffed out. By a Nebuch. By a Nebuch, a tragic story, Rabbi Zah. And in the Metzias of the world, Rabbi Zah, we look on these stories, Rahmat Lo Aleinu, stories of kidnapping. And what's the Yesoid? The Yesoid is what happened to that child, that adult, that older person who was kidnapped. What happened to him? He never was able to fill his potential. We look at Alsej Min HaShamayim, because Bo was in charge. But there's much bigger tragedy. I don't know what bigger tragedy. This is a tragedy not to talk about it, but people go through their lives and they kidnap themselves. They kidnap themselves. They have so much potential. So much potential. Unbelievable amounts of potential are inside of them. Greatness in every area, in Torah, in Avodah, there's so much greatness, and they go ahead and they kidnap themselves. They tell themselves, nah, it could be anything anyway, nah, just go out here, it's much easier to do this and this, much easier, be lazy, don't get up in the morning, sleep, because you're tired. Don't accomplish. Don't finish Mesechtes. Don't finish Shas. Don't grow. Just make it through. Yeah, come on, you're tired. So you won't be so what? Most of the people are so what? All these machshavis of the Yetzer Hara, boy, say, he kidnaps you. He kidnaps you. He takes you away of who you could be. And you end up, Rabbi Yisai, so far from the person, the great person you could have been. Be great. Be choshev. Come on, Rabbi. Nice moves. Hold drum. Tell it to the Marines. I got my life to live. I'm going to make money. Buy fancy cars. I got to do it. I got to live life. No one's kidnapping me. He doesn't realize what boy said. He's been kidnapped by the Yetzer Hara. And he says, be my Eved. Be my Eved. Whatever I tell you to do, stay out late at night and go to this place, have a good time, get lost, get escape, drink, boo, boo. And he has you kidnapped, the Yetzer Hara. He has you in the bag. And you don't realize it, the inside is so much potential. But you've been kidnapped! Shas! Every single one of you! Poiskim! Torah! Levels of Yerushalayim! Chesed! How many people that today are doing chesed organizations? People don't believe that these people could do it. They open organizations, institutions, and all because they actualize their potential. They weren't kidnapped by the Yitzhara. They lived a life without aspirations. They let the aspirations flow, and they became somebody. But there are a lot of people, Rabbi Yisrael, that get kidnapped. The Yitzhara Mamash gechaps them. And they make them believe, you're nothing but an Eved. You're an Eved. Yeah, it's good like an Eved. You have no responsibilities. The master feeds you. The master does this. The master does that for you. You stay as an Eved. You stay as a slave. Never get anywhere. Stay the same. Don't move forward. You're my slave. You are in my control. I will not let you go. You're going to stay for 50 years under my control. The superficial Torah boy, a guy comes to an adventure in life, an avenue in life, and he sees Rachmon al-Itzlan. He sees not going anywhere. And looks back on all the spilled milk, all the wasted time, all the wasted potential that goes down the drain of us. But he remains an Eved. He never goes out to freedom. Because he's been kidnapped by the Yitzhara of us. This is the Oizden Sheshamas. Don't let yourself be kidnapped by the Yitzhara. Don't let yourself be swallowed up by this tainus of us. So many different tainus. And that those of us who persevered, who fought through, those are the guys today who are successful, who are finishing, having accomplishments, doing accomplishments in their life, having tremendous success, because they didn't get kidnapped. They reached the potential. You have to know where your life is, but potential is there. Especially today, Shas, who dreams of finishing as a bachur to finish Shas, to know Shas, to know Masech? How many ever dream about it? We remain in this with this cottonness of avdus that we can't do this, we can't do that. And shtusim v'avon, Rabbi Yisrael, shtusim v'avon. You go slow and thorough, you can finish whole of Shas, Rabbi Yisrael, and no Shas. This generation, finishing Shas is an accomplishment, but it's more common today. But to know Shas, to know what you're learning, to know Masechtis, to have Yedias and Halacha, to know Hashkofa, to know how what a Yid is, to bring out your potential to the fullest, Rabbi Yisrael. And we know deep down that we could do so much, but we get kidnapped. The Yitzhar plays on our minds so strong. Nah, you can't. You're not so good. You're schwach, and buh, and this. Shtusim v'avol, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the talk of the kidnapper. The Yitzhar, who's a kidnapper. A person has to set goals for himself. Realistic goals. This is how we beat the kidnapper. Set realistic goals, and set the goals high. Realistic but high. Make sure that you have goals of us in all your life. Don't let yourself settle with the matzah of, oh, Baruch Hashem, taken care of. You gotta set goals of us. You gotta make goals for yourself, and then you'll see you'll be able to escape the clutches of this kidnapper. Anybody knows the famous story of Gifta when he was a kid? We probably maybe mentioned it before that he was a kid, a young kid. He had a picture of Gedolim on his wall. In the middle there was an empty space. And all his friends asked him, who's that? Who's that space for? He said, that space is for me. I'm going to fill that space one day. Taki became one of the Gedolim Ador that people fought for his card. The kids had his card in their book of Gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael. If you set that goal, you don't let yourself be kidnapped, Rabbi Yisrael. If we're to start out, if we're gift to start out very shma, many gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael, they didn't start out gedolim, but the she'ifas, the desires, the aspirations, the rotzon was not to stay in the mud, not to be kidnapped, not to be overwhelmed and overpowered. And it's her telling me, nah. You're not from that family. Like I met a person in America was talking, and you know, in Chutzlar, so I met a person who was talking about his son, who I feel, nah, we're not from, his son is going to be a big rob, a big poiseh, but that. So he was telling me, this person was telling me, nah, my feeling that Rabbonish people, you know, Balabatish people, if I said it could be great, nah, but it's not for us, we have to make a living, blah, blah, blah. So we think lost more of myself. We don't want to use that our potential. We don't know, yet everybody's sitting in the room right now, we don't know which one of us will go in 25 years, unlock that potential, and become somebody who the world knows about. Not that we want to be somebody, that we're looking for the world to record, to acknowledge us. But the potential is there, the potential is there. Every single one of us has potential to be great. Somebody famous. Not that we should want the fame. We want to do Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants us to have the fame. He wants Sefer Kavod Lavo. That's a different story, Rabbi Yisrael. But to be, no one here can be stopped, Rabbi Yisrael. You have a neshama that's so vast, so powerful, so enormous, so stupendous. And everybody, all they have to do is unlock the greatness. If Scheinberg, if you would have asked anybody, if Scheinberg was going to be the Baruch Hador, he went to public school, Rabbi Yisrael. Public school. Selling papers on Delancey Street. He used to say at 11 years old, I sold papers on Delancey Street. And it wasn't the Yated Ne'eman. He was in public school. He didn't really start learning until he was 13, 14. Gedolei Hador, Rabbi Yisrael. How much he knew of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. How is it possible? The Teretz is. He never stopped believing that I could grow. That I'm not handcuffed like an Evid. I'm not a slave. I'm my own person. And with Siyata Dishmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can accomplish, become the Gadol Hador. Shlomo used to always tell us many times, don't think I was better than you guys, he said. American born. I enjoyed hot dogs. An apple pie with Breyer's ice cream, he used to say. I used to enjoy Breyer's ice cream. I don't think they have it anymore. You know, when he went back in his later years, he enjoyed a good steak, a charcoal steak, he used to say. And he knew about the Yankees. He was a big pitcher. And Gadol Hador, Rabbi said, the world came to him for eitzes, the whole world. Not just matzahs, the world. The phones were not, I remember spending time in his hands, the phones wouldn't stop ringing all over the world. The world heard of Rev Scheinberg. The whole world. Because he didn't let himself get kidnapped. The key, Rabbi, is in our hands. We always say over this vort, Parsha Shmois, and we end it with this vort, Rabbi, so Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's born in Yeridea. That halacha is that a Jewish kid is not allowed to nurse from a goyish mother. You know, a woman cannot nurse properly, so she needs someone to nurse her kid. But she shouldn't give him to a goyish mother. And the goyin brings the makor from Rashi and Parsha Shmois that Moshe Rabbeinu went around to all the goyish ladies, midwives, and didn't want to nurse from them. So Melis, so too. Why? Because he's a yid. He was a yid. Pashtus. The problem with the Rashi is a problem. Because Rashi says the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not nurse from the midwives' mouth, from the midwives, was because Pesha also the Davar HaShechina, the mouth that was going to eventually talk with the Shechina, it's not proper that he should nurse from the Goyish woman. So how could every Jewish baby have the same halacha? Vais Toysak of Yaakov. Every Jewish kid has that potential. The osir davar mashchina. Don't give him goyish milk. That baby, growing up in Seattle, Washington, and he just was born in the local hospital, which is a Christian hospital in Seattle, Washington. Don't let him nurse from the goyish midwives there. What's his name? Shmuel Pfeffenheimer. He doesn't have a name yet, but he's from the Pfeffenheimer family. They're not so, you know, they're just modern Orthodox. Don't let Shmuel, that kid, nurse from a Goyish, why? His potential, he could speak with the Shechinah. Every single one of us, we have to realize, we got to plug away, day in, day night. Don't listen to the kidnapper. The Yetzer Hara is the big kidnapper of us. He kidnaps us. And he puts us, he says, you can't do it. Stay a slave. And we say, don't give that little baby milk. Eventually he'll talk with the Shekhinah. Every single one of you wasn't allowed to nurse a Rosa. Mekoyesh, a mother, because your mouth might be the one that talks with the Shekhinah. Don't let get kidnapped. Let the ear that heard Eloi Signoi, not the kidnap, not kidnap himself, unlock his potential. Ve'ez Hashem b'zoicha, to be the great, great, great person that each and every one of us can be. He's a source of nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ez Hashem b'zoicha b'koroiv, through our great actions, to bring Mashiach to Kenu.